On January 1st, millions of additional workers would have been eligible to earn overtime pay under a new rule issued by the federal government. But last month, that rule was struck down in court. And while an appeal is pending, those millions of workers are back to where they started, not making any extra money. NPR's Andrew Hsu has been talking to some disappointed workers and joins us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
So first, can you just explain this rule to us? What was it supposed to do?
Yeah, so federal law requires that if you work more than 40 hours a week, your employer has to pay you time and a half. Now, there are some exceptions to this rule, and a big one is that if you're a manager or you have a role where you have significant decision-making responsibilities, you're not eligible to earn overtime unless your salary falls under a certain threshold. And the Biden administration felt that threshold, which was about $35,500 a year, was way too low. So through this rule, they were going to raise it to closer to $59,000 a year.
That's a big jump.
Yeah, it is. And I talked to workers who would have benefited from this, including a woman named Dalila. Now, she asked us not to use her last name because she's worried about getting in trouble with her employer. But Dalila works for a school district as a family liaison. Parents call her if their kids need help at school, like if their kid is being bullied, or sometimes they call her if they need help with something outside of school.
I need insurance. You know where I can get medical insurance. My children get the immunizations. Where can I take them?
You can imagine, Esma, that these calls come in at all kinds of hours in the evenings and on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And at busy times of the school year, Dalila says she easily works 50 hours a week or more. So had this overtime rule kicked in, she could have been making hundreds more dollars per week, which she was really excited about.
Yeah, I imagine she would have been really excited, and a lot of workers would have been. But I also imagine that employers, at least some of them, were perhaps less excited about this.
Yeah, employers large and small were really worried. They submitted thousands of comments to the Labor Department saying, you know, this rule would lead to all kinds of harm for them, for their workers, who they said would lose opportunities, and for the economy. But employers did have another choice rather than pay people time and a half. They could give employees earning under that new threshold a raise.
Huh. So even under this new rule, you're saying employers still would not have been obligated to pay all workers overtime?
Well, yeah, if they raised their salaries to above the new threshold of, you know, close to $59,000, they would still be exempt from the rule. So this is what happened with some 300 employees at The Ohio State University, people who work all over the school, including the athletics department and at the medical center. The school actually gave them raises on November 1st to comply with the rule. But then 2 weeks later came that court ruling in Texas. The rule was struck down. And a week after that, Human Resources sent out an email telling those Ohio State employees that their raises were being rescinded in the new year. They get to keep the increases for 2 months, and then they would go back to what they were making.
Oh, that's wild.
Yeah. Now, Ohio State's position is they have 50,000 employees, and they want to make decisions taking the whole institution in mind. But that said, the school told me that these raises would have cost them a little over $2 million a year. So that's not a whole lot of money for a school with a $10 billion budget. And I did speak to one person who's about to lose their raise, who didn't want their name used because they fear retaliation from the school. They said it was a punch in the gut. It felt like the school didn't value their work.
All right. NPR's Andrew Hsu, thanks so much for your reporting.
Thanks, Asma.